that was that's the picture that he gave me. So that we are not, obviously we're not self-sufficient. We are vulnerable to some degree, certainly innocent, wanting to be fed, and he's the one who comes down himself with his own hand and feeds us. Revelation, which we decide, you know, we all agreed is the highest form of understanding. And mm-hmm. that is the wonder of God, that he does that.
Yes, you are absolutely right.
And I love him. He is amazing. He is amazing.
Give glory to God.
Yes, 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 absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, giving glory to God is, I mean, yes, it is in our words, but it's in our hearts. Our hearts brimming over with the,
you are absolutely right.
You know, because people can say it until they're blue in the face.
From our hearts.
Exactly. You know, people can say it till they're blue in the face and oh, glory, glory, glory. And they don't really mean it. And they really are glorifying themselves. But man, you know, the difference in their hearts.
And yeah, I remember like, when you first prayed for me, I could feel that you had the, like, love of the Father in you for me, because I wasn't sure if you were just going to pray for my back, but then, like, it became more than just that, and so that's how I know the love of the Father, because he's not just, he doesn't just zone in on the problem, he, like, he wants to fix the whole person, like, not just as, like, a project, but he wants to father them.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, exactly, yeah. That's exactly it, Lizzie. And I mean, any other way is really, you will, for want of a better word, and I don't know if there is a better word, you'll become bored. If people just make this mechanical and just approach people from a standpoint of, okay, well, this body part's not working like a car mechanic, and we'll fix this thing. Oh, see you on your way. Okay, now you can walk. Oh my goodness. What have they missed? So much more. That he wants to give than just that. And I mean, he will pour into us to the degree that we are willing. It's only our willingness stands in the way. If we are willing to let the Father, through the Holy Spirit, pour into us, he will do things that we didn't even imagine were possible. I mean, how is it that you can walk up to a complete stranger that is just like these young girls that one of them had lost their father and they were, you know, young, early 20s or something. And they just lost their father. One of them had lost their father. God zeroes me in on a woman's face, one of the girls' faces, and I just can't stop looking at it. It's like this beauty is just pouring out of her face. I make a comment because I know he wants me to talk to these women, but I don't know exactly what, in what capacity yet. I say something. They start a conversation after that, you know, and I ask them, when she tells me, then they're so open and vulnerable because they've just come to the from the service of her father being dying. And they tell me, you know, what happened. And then, I ask if I can pray. Immediately, I'm praying. And I was even wearing black too. I mean, I didn't know about that. And they're all wearing black. It's like God dressed me, you know? I mean, I didn't know. And we're all sitting there in black, holding hands. I asked if I could hold their hands. You know, they were obviously, some of them were either believers or at least, you know, went to church and understood the prayer apart, you know, and that you bow your heads. They immediately bow their heads, and I start praying, and I start praying for the Holy Spirit to, you know, comfort them, and I start praying about their order, their steps being ordered by the Lord, and him, you know, his presence being released upon them, and all of this stuff, you know, and it was amazing. Now, that doesn't happen if I just went, okay, my rule book says I better go heal the sick. Well, I better go out there today and do this. How would I would have missed that, because they weren't sick. They didn't look sick. They were having a bottle of champagne because they were depressed because one of their fathers had died. That's what they were doing. Outside of a pub, you know, in a cafe. Well, a pub is like a bar, but, you know, outside of a cafe. So I would have missed that. And there's so many times when I have missed it. So I'm not going to run around saying I'm the hero here. I have missed it. And what I know is my spirit, my spirit with his spirit is grieved when I do. And I don't want to miss it anymore. Because you can pray for people and have them healed, and you can pour, you know, have him pour into them as well. It's not one or the other. It's not a either or scenario. It's both. He wants them healed too. He didn't, you know, by the stripes of Jesus, they were healed. Well, obviously he wants them healed, but that is not all he wants. That would be like saying, I just want everybody healed, but forget about salvation. You know, forget about eternal life and a relationship with me. That's obviously not our God. That's not his intention. He's not one-dimensional. He's so multi-dimensional, we can't fathom him. So, but I love that picture that he gave me of us in the baby chair, the high chair. I think that is so cute.
That takes so much, like, pressure off of you when you just see yourself as a baby in a high chair.
I know. Exactly. The focus is off of you, not, oh, look how strong I am. Look how amazing I am. Look what I've done today. It's like, I can't even feed myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's revelation. He gives me the revelation. I cannot get revelation on my own. It is not a self initiated process, you know. It's only through him. It's only through being open. And you know, sometimes we just have to say the words like, "All right, Holy Spirit, I don't understand this, or I don't know what to do with this, or I'm worried about this, whatever, even if it's something in scripture, show me, reveal it to me. I will ask him for, teach me grace." And then he gives me all these lessons on grace. And then I'll say, okay, teach me about righteousness. And then he gives me all these lessons on righteousness. And then you know what I've told him lately? Teach me about you. That's what I've asked him. And he has.
Yeah.
And he has.
That's what I asked him about, like, purity. And he's like, teach me more and more how I'm already pure and
yes,
stuff like that.
Yes, through him, yes. Yes, exactly. And he will. He'll give you any lesson that you want to ask him. You know, he's like, he's the teacher. Well, he's going, oh, good. Oh, this is the lesson. You know, it's like a fax goes into the Holy Ghost. You know, here's the fax. Oh, she wants to know about grace now. Oh, okay. Oh, I got all these lessons prepared here. You know. So it's amazing. And yet it's a living lesson. It's not like he does it like, oh, I give this to everybody. No, it's personal. My food in my high chair is not the same as anybody else's. And vice versa. He doesn't feed us all the same. We get fresh manna. We don't get thrown, you know, regurgitated manna. It's fresh all the time. We only have to tune in. We just have to open our ears and our hearts, and it's ours. And that's the only blocking. You know, there isn't. Yeah, exactly. Customized food. Yeah, exactly. That's what someone has just said.
I think sometimes I feel afraid to go out strangers because I'm afraid that I'll, like, get a blank or something. And then I'll be embarrassed. But I guess I don't really need to be afraid because I'm under grace. And if that would happen, I guess I would just pray for them and say, like, whatever I'm feeling for them.
Yeah. Well, Lizzie, you will be embarrassed. How's that? Ha ha. I get embarrassed all the time. Guess what? I get embarrassed all the time because I'll go, you know, there's times when, but the times when, you know, when the times I get embarrassed, I'm going to really qualify that, is when I'm really not following him. Okay? When I follow him, there is no embarrassment. People are like, they say to you, oh my gosh, oh, I've been praying for this. Oh, I can't believe you're saying this to me. When I follow him, that's what I get. When I don't follow him and I'm awkward, like a, you know, like one of those horses that just was born and, you know, you don't know how to walk yet and you keep falling over. When I don't follow him, wherever he's, you know, leading me towards, and I go, oh, there's somebody, they've got a crutch, oh, I've got to go there, I can get really embarrassed. And sometimes they get healed and sometimes they don't. It doesn't manifest right then and there. It varies. But that, I know the embarrassment comes because I'm trying to do it in my own understanding, not by revelation. If we do it by revelation, you know, where we go and what we say is revelation too. And he will take over. If you follow him, I mean, he'll, you know, it doesn't mean that people don't get healed, but we don't have to do it like that. We don't have to do it in this duty-bound way. You can ask him and say, Lord, lead me to those who will receive you and lead them to me in Jesus' name. And leave it at that. And he will. He will.
Amen.
We just have to tune in. I mean, what's he going to do? Not do that? Oh, she asked me to lead her. No, I'm going to make her go somewhere where they're going to reject her. Now, I'm not saying we don't get rejected. You know, some people are just not. The cross is offense. An offense. That's the truth. It will be an offense. So it's not like we'll never get rejected. But I know this, the intimacy that I'm developing with growing in the Holy Spirit. I'm not looking anymore for, I got to do this. I'm looking for, what do you want me to do? Well, who can we bless today? That kind of attitude. And I have fallen back and forth. So I am not saying it's completely done, but I am, you know, it's kind of like a blazing a trail so that other people don't have to go through this. Because that's what he does with me. There's this pioneering, you know, aspect to my personality and also to just how he works through me so that other people do not have to fall into these pits. So I fall in first. I hit the landmines first and I go, oh, guys, don't go walk in here. Stop, stop, stop. That's how it works. And it is painful. I can't say, but boy, is it fun when you grow. You know, the reward of it is amazing. The some of the process can be painful because we're still sometimes fighting what he's telling us. When we don't fight what he's telling us, it's all bliss. I am not kidding you. It is joy unspeakable. You couldn't get it more. You could do 400 people that day because it's all him. It's him. It's him. But when we are doing it from a doctrine or a teaching or someone else's coercion or our own coercion, for that matter, that freedom isn't there. And what does it say? The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That's what he died for, to liberate us. And that's what we want to have. I don't want to miss liberty because I'm so busy, you know, having to run around and prove that I'm a believer. I don't have to prove that. Jesus Christ proved that. That part's done. So I hope that was, well, I know the Holy Spirit had fun this morning. That's what we want, freedom, don't we? It's freedom. You know, I keep seeing that. The Spirit of the Lord.
That's what healing is ultimately supposed to be. Anyway. Yeah. It's supposed to be freedom from oppression. That's the whole reason he heals.
That's right. Exactly. So it's all about the freedom. And we can flow in that freedom with the Holy Spirit. And that's the whole point. So I get really fired up when people, you know, minimize him or say, oh, I've got everything already. I know how to do this. And, you know, I'm being led by the Spirit because I'm the doer of the word and, you know, la, 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 la. And I'm like, you have no relationship with the Holy Spirit. What are you talking about? And he's the gift. He's the gift. He's the ultimate gift. And all he wants is to give all that he's been given to give to us. He's Jesus' gift to us. Merry Christmas. And that's, you know, he is. He's the ultimate Christmas gift. Every minute of every day. And so I want to share him with the world because he's made that such a focus. The Holy Spirit has been disparaged, misunderstood, dismissed, made invisible, and maligned. And it's time for people to know who he is, because he is liberty. And the captives, even in the church, the captives in the church need to know. And that's what he wants. So, I feel better now. I got that all out. He's been sitting on this stuff with me. So you guys are such a blessing for me to be able to share this with you. Because he's been churning it up in me. And I've been almost not able to sit still or sleep. And it comes out when the teaching flows, because he's the teacher. And then I'm able to release what he wants to share, what he wants to impart to people. And so if I don't teach...
I wish I could, like, go out in the streets with you personally.
With me personally? Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes sometimes it's fun. Sometimes you ask my poor son, you know, sometimes he doesn't know where I am. That's not always good. But I'm serious. But Lizzie, let me tell you this. I did it on my own, not because, oh, I'm such a hero, aren't I amazing? I did it on my own. There was no one else. Okay. No one was doing it. Now there's a few people doing it, but around here, but I did it that way, because I really wasn't on my own, and I didn't even know how to really yield to the Holy Spirit then. But you do. You do. So you've got a far advantage over me of when I started. So all you do, Holy Spirit, this day is in your hand. You lead me to those who will receive you, and lead them to me in Jesus' name. And then just go your way. That's it.
Amen.
It's simple. There's no formula. He's the formula. It's called the Spirit of the Lord is Liberty formula. That's our formula. I'm going to write that down because that's my formula. My formula. Now I'm going to have to get going because...
You are sharing the words of God, and really I feel the flow of Holy Spirit is here. So thank you so much, and it's an honor for me to be part of your teaching session.
Yes. Oh, you're more than welcome. So all of you, if I don't speak to you before, I'll the ones that I see on Saturdays, I won't be able to be, because I'll be out of the country. So next Saturday I won't be here. So we'll have to do it the following Saturday, which is I think December. It would be in December. We're beginning at first week of December. So we'll get back together then, and I'll try to download this. I think I've got all the sessions. I'll try to download this on my website today if I have time, and we'll go for a minute for everybody if they're still there. I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit pray. Oh, thank you, Father, for these wonderful children of yours. Children that want to yield to you. Children that want to know you fully. I pray right now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, that you, Father, show them how to know you, Lord. Know the love of God that passes knowledge, that they may be filled with the fullness of God. Lord, we just release that fullness, Father. It's something you desire. It's your will, and we release that will now on earth as it is in heaven in Jesus' name. Let them be filled like they've never been filled before in every moment of their days, in their bodies, in their souls, in their lives. In the glorious name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We love you, Holy Spirit. You are a wonder to behold, and I pray each one of us would have such a magnificent relationship with you that it would transform the lives of all those around us. By the grace of God, the blood of Jesus, and the love of the Father. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen.